Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with my co-host, Mike Gary. And Mike, what's been going on in your week?
Well, we have a lot to talk about, but we should also mention that Cinco de Mayo this week.
Yes, it is. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all you people. I hope you had a great time with that. It is the celebration of Mexico's independence from France, so I hope everybody had a great day with that. We had a feel-good story, a really good feel-good story this week with a 13-year veteran of the minor leagues finally getting his opportunity to play in the big leagues. And congratulations, Drew Maggie, who got his first base hit in Major League history with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the only unfortunate aspect of that is that a few days after that, he got sent down. So it's a wonderful experience. I just have a little bit of a problem of waiting 13 years to get a couple days in the big leagues. I hope it was. Congratulations again, but it's really a nice feel-good story.
So. Yeah, the clip went viral, of course. There's two things in the world that if I watch, I'll weep without shame. One of them is when soldiers come home and they're greeted by their dogs. The second one is when guys have been in the minor leagues for like 13, 14 years, and there's video of them finding out they're going to the show. That's always fun.
I imagine it brought tears to his family's eyes as well, and what a sacrifice, though. He's got plenty of stories, I'm sure, that would drive everybody else nuts. Why did you hang around? And eventually he got to the top of the hill. But congratulations once again. Joel Embiid is the new NBA Most Valuable Player, and it's kind of ironic that the 76ers had to play without him in the first round, and they pull off an upset, and then with him the other night, they go down in a heap. So I guess anything's possible in the playoffs. The Lakers have gotten off to a good start. The Laker fans are probably happy about that. Denver seems to be still rolling along, and the Boston Celtics seem to be alive and well again. So we'll see where this ends up. But it should be an exciting weekend for us all. And
This marks four foreign-born MVPs in a row, with Jokic, with Luka, and now with Joel. And,
right.
And James Harden gave him a $35,000 Rolex watch to Embiid as a little present for winning MVP.
Well, that's very nice. That's a nice teammate. Yeah, that looks good. Okay, we will be with our special guest here, Michael Young, right after we return from our break. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 15 dollars off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned. We'll see about that. Ron Say here with Mike Harry, and I want to introduce my special guest, a former boss of mine, actually not a boss, a superior, who was the CRO of the Los Angeles Dodgers during a period of time here, not too far along back. UCLA graduate, professional football player, entrepreneur, Michael Young. Michael, welcome to the show.
Well, Ron, first of all, I'm glad you corrected yourself. I was never your boss.
Thank you.
That is so true. But I'll tell you that. I mean, you came in probably, it was you and you came in first, and then Steve Garvey came in about, I don't know, an hour later, and you walked into my office, and needless to say, I tried to act like, you know, it was no big deal. But you sat down and said, hey, look, you know, I'll be working with you and you know, I just want to let you know that this is what I do. And I'm here to, you know, to really do whatever I can for you. And I was just like, this is not happening. I'm like, can I get an autograph? You know, I was just like, I didn't even know what to say. And then an hour later, Garvey walks in, and that was literally my first day at the Dodgers. And I just truly had to pinch myself because not blowing smoke, you know, I don't blow smoke, and you and I have spent hundreds of hours together, but I was a huge fan of yours, but I have to admit, I was a A's fan, not a Dodgers fan, but when the A's weren't in the World Series, I was always pulling for the Dodgers, but it was amazing to work for you, and I'll never forget that first day, Ron. That was kind of the start of something I never expected, and I mean, Major League Baseball is a whole another world compared to the NFL.
Well, we're going to get into that, but thank you very much. You know, I was overwhelmed when you showed me your Super Bowl ring.
You
know, that thing is, you know,
that's
a big. It's horrible. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. It's like an anklet. It was so big. I said, you know, where do you put that? I mean, you got to put it around your wrist, right, when you wear it.
Well, it always looks. You know, it looks. In scale on a lineman or a, you know, a normal football player.
Right.
But when it's on a wide receiver,
yeah,
it definitely looks like you're wearing your, you know, you're going steady with a very big man.
Yeah. Well,
I got to design, you know, the reason why I wore that, I got to design that ring. That was something I was very proud of. That was the first big project that I had with the Broncos, was to redesign the uniforms and completely rebrand the team and the logo. And so I take great pride in that ring. Unfortunately, the Super Bowl that I played in, we didn't get a ring. We got beat by the 49ers. I think it was 55-9.
And you guys scored on the first play of the game, didn't you? Wasn't that an Elway pass that scored on the first play of the game?
Was that another
Super Bowl?
That was against Washington.
Okay.
That was against Washington. And I think that was the last play that they had. I was with the Rams at that time. But I knew you were going to bring up my Super Bowl ring. They are gaudy. But these are big guys. You need big rings.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen. I wouldn't want to feed your linemen, though. I wouldn't want to feed those guys at all. They will wipe me out of my salary in about a week and a half, I think.
You wouldn't want to buy beer for them. No.
And I had heard, the quarterbacks have a special relationship with their linemen, and they take them out for dinner every once a week or whatever it is. I can't imagine the bill after one of those. I think the fact that that you have this camaraderie is terrific. A chance for you to get away from the field and your family for a little bit and spend some time with the guy that you go to the trenches with every Sunday, and it's a good idea. I'm glad that they did that.
Yeah, but I tell you, we'll get into it. But there's obviously camaraderie in the NFL, but we're 9-to-5 guys, and we travel maybe 9-10 times a year.
Yes.
We're in a hotel maybe 1-2 nights.
Yeah.
And so we really don't spend as much time as people think, together. It's just no different than working, in a normal job. Not like you guys, not like baseball players. Yeah. That is for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, when the season was over with, a lot of our guys, when we were playing, stayed in the area. They didn't go home to their homes in other states. And they'd say, "Hey, well, we'll get together here." I said, no, we won't. We're not going to get together till springtime. I don't want to see you guys until the springtime. I already spent more time with you guys than I have my family for the entire year, so I'll see you later." I want to take you back through a little bit of your beginning. You were a star at Mount Whitney High School. You eventually got recruited by Notre Dame, USC, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Washington. And, I want to know what the closest airport to your city was, because you're going away every weekend. You weren't studying. You didn't have a cell phone. You didn't have a computer. What kind of an arrangement did you have there, man?
Well, I'll tell you that. So I was 17 years old, and this is in 1979. So I'm 17 years old, never been on a plane before in my life. I grew up in a small farming community called Visalia. At that time, Visalia was maybe 30,000 people, and we had one tiny airport. And my first trip, my first recruiting trip, was to Nebraska. And it was after maybe my third game my senior year. And the bus dropped me off at the Visalia Airport, and there on the tarmac was a Learjet that said, "Go Big Red" on the side.
Oh, hello, fancy pants. Hello.
So I've never been on a plane.
Was that Osborne?
Never been out of the state of California.
Was that Tom Osborne?
It was Tom Osborne.
Oh, my. Hello. Yeah.
That's when Nebraska was just one of the most dominant programs in college football.
Are they sure you're recruiting the right guy? What was your time in the 40, by the way? Come on, give it to me.
I was a sub-4.5 guy.
4.5.
So that's when a 4.49 or a 4.5 was scooting. I mean, that was really very fast.
All right.
But now that's, 4.5 still will get you in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's really, it's just getting off the line of scrimmage and getting out of the break.
Yeah, but you were elusive. You had all the moves and, great hands.
Already stereotyping me.
I don't think I'm stereotyping you at all.
Well, it should be noted that Mr. Young still has the Broncos franchise record of yards per reception for a single postseason with 36.25 yards per. So there you go.
Well, I want to ask you a few questions here. I want to know who your first start was in the NFL. Hmm. I want to know your first reception. I want to know your first touchdown.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, come on. Don't give me
honestly,
that.
Honestly, so first start would have been against the Philadelphia Eagles in 1986.
Okay.
And then my first reception, I think, was against You know, honestly, Ron, I cannot remember. That's
okay.
True.
Okay.
And then my first touchdown was against the Eagles.
Okay.
My most vivid first is
was that in the Mark Wahlberg movie? Was that the touchdown, the Mark Wahlberg movie?
What's funny is they used I wore number 83, right?
Okay.
And so Vince Papale wore number 83, who
there
Mark
you
Wahlberg
go.
Was
yes.
you know, all about that. And so yeah. I'll never forget, I came running out of the tunnel and I kind of looked like Vince Papale, right? You know, Vince was Italian, about exactly my size. And I come running out of the locker room, my first game at Veterans Stadium. And this guy's like, "Yo, Vinny! Yo, Vinny!" And I'm like, and I had no idea who Vince Papale was. This is before that movie. And I finally went over to the old trainer. His name was Otho, and he was about 90 years old. And I said, "Otho, I said, why are they calling me Vinny? Do they call all white guys that look Italian Vinny?" And he's like, "No." He goes, "That's Vince Papale." And I'm like, I had no idea who Vince Papale was. So that is a true story.
Well, you know, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
My understanding is that you became invaluable to John Elway when you were in Denver. You took his kids to school. You took them to soccer practice. You were the best caddy he ever had golfing. And did I leave anything out?
No, other than I did have to park cars at his restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to tell you that you've got a fantastic story to tell, and I'm going to be delving into that a little bit more right after we return with Michael Young. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. We have returned to We'll See About That with our special guest, Michael Young. And Michael, I would really like to delve into the business models that you wanted to talk about and get away from the actual participation in the game playing-wise. You've told me that there's a vast difference, and you've had, you know, you've worked with Pat Bowlen, Phil Knight, Stan Kroenke, you know, take it away.
Well, I mean, really, as I told you in the introduction here, I mean, there's such a vast difference between Major League Baseball and the NFL on all, from being a player to being an executive and how the business models are. It's just so vastly different. But, you know, you think about the NFL, you just need to be able to get to your mailbox and get your check. And pretty much 80% of your revenue is there. Versus Major League Baseball, we always said, you know, in the NFL, you know, it's about mailbox money. In Major League Baseball, you eat what you kill. And if you don't kill very much, you're not eating. And that's really the difference. If you look at just take ticket revenue. Ticket revenue in the NFL is about 1% of overall revenue. And in Major League Baseball, it can be much as 40% of your revenue. So if you don't got a full stadium, if you're not selling tickets, you're not able to pay your guys and you're not able to, you know, participate in free agency, et cetera, and build a winner. And the beauty of what the NFL did, I mean, Pete Rozelle was a genius. And also the NFL owners, you got to give credit to those early NFL owners. They said, hey, look, we're only as strong as our weakest team. And so they all decided, and Pete Rozelle did an amazing job of really explaining to them and convincing them that they needed to share revenue, that the teams in the big city, you know, markets, you know, their valuations would grow just because of the market they were in. They were able to generate more revenue because of ticket sales and sponsorships and things like that. And their local TV deals, which are very, very small compared to Major League Baseball local TV deals. But at the end of the day, he convinced them to do revenue sharing. And that is what really built the NFL and made the NFL and provided the NFL with parity and just created this juggernaut that's there right now. But the beauty of, you know, beauty of the Major League Baseball, and I think in time, Major League Baseball will get there, but they created what's Major League Baseball Advanced Media, which is really was around all of the digital properties, all of the new things that were coming in. And the owners really didn't understand it that much at that time. And Major League Baseball was able to get the owners to agree to all of the electronic media, digital media. All of those things would be shared. And that is starting to really pay a lot more dividends and revenue. And so that you're going to see help kind of bring a little more parity to Major League Baseball. But it's still, you know, Major League Baseball depends so much on ticket sales and their local TV deals. And you have such disparities between, there's some teams that are making $15, $20 million, maybe $30 million on their local TV deals. And you have the Dodgers that are somewhere around $350 million in their local TV deals. And, you know, in the NFL, the average media check back to every single NFL team, that's even in Green Bay, where there's like six people there, you know, they're getting $360 million a year in the mailbox for doing nothing. And so it is a very, very different model. I always say, you know, you should, anyone that wants to get into the business of sports, they should start in baseball because that is the most difficult, by far, most difficult business in professional sports. It never ends. It's never perfect. You know, you don't sell out every game. You don't sell out every sponsorship element. And so you learn so much and you learn how to grind. And then you should retire in the NFL, right? You should do your latter years in the NFL because it's a much, much easier job. I did it backwards. You know, I started in the NFL. So when I showed up that first day I saw you, I swear to you, I'd never had a fire hose shoot up my face and up my mouth so hard. Because I was just like, I was overwhelmed. Because we weren't in a good spot then, Ron. You remember, we weren't in a real good spot.
No, we weren't.
Yeah. Financially, the Dodgers at that point. And there was a lot of pressure and a lot of
that was the beginning of the McCourt, wasn't it? Beginning of the
McCourt. Yeah, you know, that was, I was hired by Jamie McCourt, and who's a brilliant woman. You know, unfortunately, her and Frank did not get along, but brilliant woman. But yeah, so 3 months after they hired me, after I left, I was, you know, more than likely going to be the president of the Broncos at some point. But I left because I wanted to get back to California. And I got there, and 3 months into my job, they filed for divorce. And all of, you know, the rest is history, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, when you become more, when you're headline news on the front page of the LA Times rather than the Dodgers, when your personal problems take over, and it's kind of over.
Yeah, for people out there who don't know, the McCourts was a, they were a married couple who purchased the Dodgers together, and then they had a divorce, pretty acrimonious, and Mr. McCourt had to divest himself of the team in order to pay the divorce settlement.
Yeah, and the Guggenheim partners bailed him out, didn't they?
Boy, did they. And, you know, you think about it, and, you know, everybody has different opinions, but I will tell you straight up, as a fan, the Dodger fans were blessed that ownership group got him, because I don't know of another ownership group that would have piled that much money into the stadium, that much money into the team, and has done what they've done. I mean, Dodger Stadium is better now than it was the day it was built. And you can't say that about many 63-year-old stadiums in the
country. No, and it's one of three standing, you know. Amazing, amazing. You know, getting back to revenue. I just read here that the 22 financial reports from the NFL said that they made $18 billion. Baseball was second with 10.8, basketball 10.3. I think hockey was 5.7. At one point in time, I thought that baseball was a tick behind football. Apparently, that's never been so. Because there's a huge discrepancy between football and the rest.
Well, I think Ron, and that's only happened really since the Fox television deal, which was, so that would have been in the early 90s. But up until that point, the NFL and Major League Baseball were very close in revenue. The problem was, is how it was being shared. You had the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Cubs taking the majority of that money.
Right.
Where at that time, the NFL and Major League Baseball was somewhat equal. But in the NFL, it was being shared equally amongst all the teams. And that's kind of where that's. But then after it was after the Fox deal that just completely changed the NFL. And then after the Fox deal, to be candid with you, what really changed the NFL was fantasy football. And many people many people don't get that. And I remember arguing with some of the senior executives in the NFL because they were trying to shut it down. They're like, this is gambling. I'm like, you guys, let's stop burying our heads in the sand here. The NFL was built on gambling. Do you remember Jimmy the Greek? Do you remember all those things that used to happen? I mean, that's why people watched. And what was the beauty of fantasy football is now you're having people watch because they have to, because they're in these office pools. And so now you have young women and men that didn't even like football that are becoming very knowledgeable because they just want to participate in the office pool. And then they're watching every single game. They're watching games like, who cares about Cincinnati and Detroit, right? When you're in LA, but you're watching because you got guys on that team. The guys on that team are on your fantasy football team. So those two things, the Fox deal and fantasy football, has just really separated the NFL from everything else.
You know, I used to play fantasy football for a while, and I used to hate it on Sundays, you know, because I had guys from the other team playing against my teams. And, you know, I had – and I'm going to be disappointed, you know, if my team loses, and I'm going to be disappointed if the other guys don't play well. So, you know, it was horrible sometimes. If the guy beats me, I'm going to lose my game here, you know?
Well, also speaking of the gambling part too, I remember when Rune Aldridge was trying to put together the Monday night package. Yeah. He says this was great because everybody who got cleaned out over the weekend, they had that Monday night game to try to get even. So
yeah, they keep you hanging around, right? I mean, you got one more game to go, or you got one more guy in this thing. And yeah, it created a lot of attention, you know, and now everything's legalized. So I don't know. People bet on every play these days, you know, especially in baseball, you know, foul ball, wild pitch, base hit, called strike, whatever it is, they're betting, you know, got to be lunatics.
Yeah. And, you know, football was built for TV and Major League Baseball wasn't, but I just, again, I know you've talked about it a lot, but just really quickly, I think, God, the rule changes have just made it unbelievably so much better to watch on television, and I think Major League Baseball is going to see the dividends coming from that. I really do. I mean, it's such a beautiful game, but if you don't spend time with baseball, it's, you know, you don't get it. But when you spend time with baseball, you realize it is a bigger chess match than the NFL. It really is. There's so many more decisions that a Major League manager has to make than an NFL head coach. I mean, it's not even close. But you know, you got to spend time with baseball, or you just don't get it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, since you you mentioned head coach in football, I want to come back and revisit that when we return. But I, yeah, it's. I think Dodger fans are in a little bit of a dilemma with this fast game thing. You know, the parking's always been horrible, so the guys don't get in there till about, you know, an hour later sometimes. If the games are getting over in 2 hours and 15 minutes, they're just getting comfortable, get something to eat, and then they got to think about turning around and going home. So it's a little bit of a dilemma, but I think that part of it is working. I don't know about the clock for the hitters and everything. There's still a lot of things going on that need to be redone or relooked at. But anyway, we'll return more with Michael Young right after this.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd, and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources, yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy. We look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ryan Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield is back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And in This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial, it was a great, great day. May 6, 1978, Lee Lacy becomes the first major leaguer to pinch hit home run in consecutive at-bats when he homers leading off the top of the ninth inning. The Dodgers 3-2 loss to the Pirates at Three Rivers Stadium. The LA Super Sub went deep as a pinch hitter 4 days ago, continues a streak on May 17th, hitting another round tripper in his third straight appearance coming off the bench. Also, May 6th has been very kind to Mr. Ron Say. I believe five home runs on the actual day of May 6th.
That's correct. And, you know, one of those was one of those days that Lee Lacy pinched hit and hit a home run. I just looked this up, and, there's 5 days on May 6th during my career that I hit a home run. And the irony of this is the last one that I hit was in 1985, and it was against the Dodgers on May 6th. So that was kind of crazy.
Was that at home, or was that
that was in Wrigley Field.
That was in Wrigley Field. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. So May 6th was a good day for me.
There you go.
Michael, let's get back to the manager in baseball's responsibilities to the club are a little bit different than they are as a head coach in the NFL. Can you expound on that, please?
Well, I mean, God, there's so many differences there. But I think the thing that hit me, again, because, you know, I mean, Ron, I played baseball at UCLA, and I was drafted by the Mets and all that. So I thought I knew a little bit about baseball, but I really didn't until I got to the Dodgers and, you know, lived it every single day. But the one thing that just surprised me, because we used to meet, you know, twice a week. It would be Ned Colletti and the president of the team and the owner. And, you know, and so I got, you know, we'd all go through each one of our topics. And so I'd listen to Ned, kind of what was going on. And there was obviously commentary about the managers and their responsibilities. And I was just shocked about how little control of their destiny that the managers have in regards to building their teams. And in many ways, the overall strategy, you know, of the game management. I mean, so much of that, I thought, well, gosh, the managers in Major League Baseball must be picking the guys in the draft. They must be telling who's coming up in the minors. I mean, they must have some kind of say in that because they live and die by the guys they have. But that was not the case. And again, I'm doing shorthand on that right now, but then the NFL, I mean, the head coaches are extremely involved in everything. Obviously, they control every aspect of the game plan, who they choose in the draft. Again, there are debates. Sometimes it's not like that in every team. There are some teams that truly do have a president of football operations or a general manager that will make the decisions. But there's always a very healthy conversation between the head coach and the general manager in the NFL in regards to who they pick. And sometimes that's what, you know, usually sometimes ends coaches' careers or ends general managers' careers if they cannot get along. But that was what was surprising to me is how little control the manager in Major League Baseball has over his ultimate destiny.
Well, when you add to today the fact that metrics run baseball, now you know really how little a manager has to do with it. Because rumor has it that the lineups are preset. They've got all these other people, you know, running around trying to do all the matchups. And if you remember a few years ago when they started this, there were probably three or four guys in each lineup that were exempt from the metrics. But then it was a matter of mixing and matching to see who would fit in against who's pitching tonight. So I enjoy having the metrics. I think it's all good. But, you know, there is a part where you have to go on your experience and your instincts. And it's called old school baseball. And now we're getting back a little bit to a reversal of some of these things, especially with the defensive alignments. You know, they can't shift as much as they used to.
Yeah,
so, you know, there's been a lot of manipulation. Depends on who you're talking to as to whether or not you feel like it's a little bit too much or a little bit less. But there's a lot going on in baseball. Do football people use metrics in the same way that baseball does?
Oh, I think they use metrics, I would say, more with, you know, with a quarterback, maybe a running back. But where they use metrics is injuries. You know, I mean, they really, that's the key to the NFL. You just got to stay healthy. I mean, hell, all you got to do is play one day a week, right? So you just need to stay healthy.
That's a brutal Sunday, though. It's a brutal Sunday. I mean, every special teams is a car wreck.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yep. I mean, how these guys, and especially now inviting the scrum back into the game. Yeah. With these guys continuing to fight for extra yardage and another guy comes in and hits you from a different angle, I'm surprised there aren't more injuries.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, they've taken away, you know, the punt, you know, a punt returner is nuts. Like, being a punt returner is the most difficult thing there is in the NFL. And that's a whole nother thing. But that hasn't changed much. But what's changed, and it's disappointing, is the kickoff. The kickoff used to be one of the most exciting right. parts of the game. To me, they shouldn't even have the kickoff anymore. I mean, who can't kick the ball out of the end zone? If you can't kick the ball out of the end zone, you shouldn't be in the NFL. And so the kickoff, which is really where the collisions took place. So you got giant guys running full tilt 50 yards and then smacking into each other.
I mean, how do you get up? How do you get up? You know, here's another thing, too. When a quarterback gets blindsided, when a guy comes off that edge on the opposite side where he's blindsided, and he gets crushed. I don't know how they get up. Yeah. You take a couple of those, man. You got to feel that for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a wide receiver, and you know, you're not getting hit every play, but normally, I would, you know, at least, you know, if you're going to catch four or five passes in a game, at least one of those is going to be a little mini car wreck. You're going to get whiplashed. You're going to get, you know, a little bit of a concussion. I mean, I've had, unfortunately, too many concussions where I was literally asleep on the field, not just a ding, but just literally asleep. And then you come to and everybody's standing over you and you're just like, what the hell, you know, what just happened? But then you kind of get, you kind of know, like, okay, after a few of these, you're like, okay, this is what happened, but you can't remember what game it is. You can't remember what time of the year it is. It's kind of scary. It's the linemen and the linebackers and the fullbacks that every single play, they're just smacking their heads, you know, against each other. And that's really where a lot of the unfortunate trauma is happening. But, you know, the NFL is doing everything they can. I really thought when the concussion thing was probably 8-9 years ago, I really thought that, you know, I said to somebody, I said, man, if I had stock in the NFL right now, I think I'd sell it because I think it's at its peak. I was wrong, but I really thought that whole concussion thing was going to take a heavy toll on the NFL and just participation. You know, I mean, but they've weathered it. They did a good job weathering it, and they are doing a lot of the things to try to help with that, like not moving the kickoff back to the 20 yards where you can actually – get a return.
Right.
Maybe like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years from now, when, you know, the concussions first came to the forefront, those kids are not going to be starting to turn 17, 18. And will they actually be, you know, like you said, participation? And what's always weird to me is you see these, you know, just terrible collisions. Michael, I'm sure, you know, you going over the middle, you got cracked a bunch of times. And the labor pool, though, in the NFL, I mean, 80% of the players don't have their contracts guaranteed. And the average career lifespan is 3.5 years. That just seems kind of weird to me that labor, and I don't want to say the word is kind of disrespected, but you have, like you said, making $15, $16, $17 billion as a league as a whole. They can't guarantee contracts across the board?
Well, they've gotten, and again, that's you know, what's interesting is the average career is 3.4 years, and your pension kicks in at 3.5 years.
So how ironic.
That's one of the areas where they've used metrics.
Yeah. Well, of course, when I first came in, that was 4 years. And I can't begin to tell you how many guys got cut short of that 4 years. I mean, days apart to save money.
Yeah, but to answer your question, Mike, is the players are finally getting, and it really started. I was fortunate. I was one of the first free agents because I was part of this Plan B free agency, which was a limited free agency from the bottom up. So the teams could only protect so many players, and I was unprotected when I was playing for the Rams, and that's how I ended up with the Broncos. And we were free to negotiate with several teams. And so, you know, my salary doubled, you know, over what I was making, actually more than that, almost tripled what I was making the Rams. And I'm now making more than, you know, established stars. And that's how free agency started. And it was actually brilliant by the owners.
Yeah.
The salaries were brought up from the bottom up. And then we're now in full free agency. And I think the players now are fairly compensated. I really do. And the guaranteed contracts are still something that should be in place. Now, what happens with a guy that's from the third round draft on up, they're going to get such a large bonus that you've got to really be bad in order for them to release you, because they've given you this huge bonus. They've already made a big investment. Many of the contracts now are front loaded. So there is that. But after your first contract, you know, there's so many guys. I would say probably at least 70%, if not more, are not guaranteed. So here you are as a 6 year, 7 year guy, and, you know, you're not a full time starter, or you're, you know, and you got the very best in the world coming after your job, the very best young players in the world coming after your job. It's hard. It's hard to keep your job. And it's also hard to build mentorship, you know, culture of mentorship, because you're not, you know, you're looking like, hey, I'm not going to help this young kid, you know, that's coming into training camp, because he could take my job. If I had a guaranteed contract, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to help this kid. I'm going to pay it forward. And that's
different
so different from Major League Baseball, you know. Yeah. And Rob, you can speak to that, you know, about the mentorship and what the veterans do for the minor leaguers and the guys in spring training.
It is a different camaraderie completely. You know, we spend a whole lot of time, you know, every single day. It's probably in the neighborhood 8 hours. And you get to know everybody's families and all their, you know, ins and outs and ups and downs and whatever. But, yeah, completely different. I wanted to ask you also about, you know, the college nils today. You know, how do you know how that works exactly? Because I've had mixed reviews on that.
I don't know really the exact formula of how the NIL, which is paying college players, and that's for everybody. The good news is, I mean, some of these women are making a lot of money, which I love, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fantastic. This is truly a beautiful thing. And I don't know exactly how it works, but the only thing that I'm concerned about, but it definitely should have happened, right?
Right.
Because when I was in college, I mean, my head coach, Terry Donahue, who was a very successful coach at a major university, we were in the top 10, pretty much every, you know, top 15 every year. And I think he was probably making $250,000. And in 1985, that still wasn't a whole lot. I mean, that was a nice salary, but it wasn't a whole lot. And so there wasn't this such a vast difference.
Michael, we're going to have to off right here. We got to take a break. We'll continue this right after this message. Please stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
We have returned for our final segment with our special guest, Michael Young. Michael, continue with your nil understanding.
Yeah, again, the pay of college players, I was talking about how, you know, the difference between what a head football coach in college was making versus now, and the revenue that's coming into these major collegiate programs versus then, the players have to be paid. You can't have a coach that's making $4, $5, $10 million a year, and guys are getting a $210 a week stipend. Yeah. You can't have that. That's just not fair. And the other thing, too, is we talked about the short career of an NFL player, the short career of a football player. This is some of these guys are major stars in college. I mean, they right. are generating millions and millions of dollars for their university. And I hate that. Well, they're getting an education. Well, yeah, that's great. And that made sense when the head coaches were making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. But I think it's the right thing to do to pay these guys and to pay these women what they generate for their universities. But the thing that concerns me is that, you know, and again, I don't know exactly how it works, but what I would like to see is that money go into a fund, a trust fund, right. or yeah. an escrow fund mm-hmm. to where these guys, because what you don't want to have is, you know, guys rolling in Mercedes Benz when they're freshmen, you know, and wearing, you know, Gucci suits and all of that. It's just not fair to the other guys. And right. it just creates issues in every locker room and whether it's women or men. But yeah. what I'd love to see is there is a percentage of that that goes to, you know, if you're a star, you should be paid a little bit more than the others, but the rest of that money should sit in an escrow account or an invested account that then you can get to at some point in time after you're done with your college career. I think that would help a lot. These guys are 17 years old, making $1 million, and their families, you know, I saw it in the NFL all the time. You know, these guys would have to support their families and support friends, and they end up with nothing. And so it would be wonderful to see that money going to a place where it's safe for a while.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much for that. I hope that gives some of our viewing audience and listening audience an understanding of that. We did have Steve Yeager scheduled for next week. He's having some health issues. I tried to speak to Rick Monday yesterday. He's not available, but he will be available at another point in time. And I did speak to Davey Lopes yesterday, who celebrated his 78th birthday. So happy birthday, Davey. Michael, thank you again for joining us. We'll see you next week.